This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And hello, everybody. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show, and it is Tom Chenault and Adrian Chenault, and we have got a great show today. I wanted to do it by myself, and Adrian goes, no, you can't do it by yourself. You'll screw it up. So then I go, well, what should I do? He goes, well, where's Denise? And I go, well, why? He goes, because she should be on here with Jessica. And I go, well, she's got some she'll be here in a minute. But anyway, I am not trusted with Jessica Higdon. What's that all about?
You're just sure to say something wrong.
Really? Well, here we go. We're going to take it away, and we're going to give it a shot right now. We have got the great Jessica Higdon, the brains, the everything behind Ray. I mean, ahead of Ray, wherever it is. I am telling you, we've now been around, and this woman is a flat-out stick, and I love her. She's a mom. She is four moms. She was really successful in her own right, and you know, she married Ray out of pity. They were bad broke. And they turned that baby around because of her. Okay, so let's just look at the facts. Here's Ray, dead broke, meets Jess, now rich. Fuck. Yeah. All right. Hello, Jessica Higdon. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. You cracked me up. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be on your show with legends like you two. And I do hope that one day me and my daughter can work together and son can work together like you guys do. It's just awesome.
Well, it is really so amazing and such a gift from God. I'll never forget when he graduated from college and I looked him in the eye and I said, Adrian, wouldn't it be great if you would join me in business? And he looked at me and said, yeah, Dad, so I can be on conference calls during dinner for the rest of my life. I about had a heart attack. Because that was his object. He didn't see all the time freedom and all the financial freedom and all that stuff. He just saw his dad on the phone a lot. And I learned a lot from that. And it's a rare time that I'm on a telephone in a dinner. I'll take that back. It's not that rare. But at the end of the day, I've gotten better, haven't I?
You have gotten better, and I got some perspective.
Yeah. So then he went out in the big wide world, and that was really a grind. And he found out he was leaving his kids to go to a job that was hard. And he just said, you know, if I have to do that, I might as well do it from home and do it with my dad. And he came all the way home from Zurich, Switzerland, and here we are. And he is just exactly like the brave women of network marketing that are taking it, their destiny in their own hands versus watching their husbands drown out there in some job they hate. They're saying, I can do this. And you have been unbelievable. Michelle Eldridge, I just think about the single moms that you've impacted, the moms that are not single but are either they want to make a little extra money or they want their own identity or they realize they're great and there's no platform for it except for this. So they can be a great mom and a great wife and also a huge leader. And you're the forefront of that, young lady. You are carrying the ball, and I am proud of you.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, there's so many more women and moms that have so many more kids and less time than I do, but I just appreciate that. And you guys are just amazing. Everything you do is awesome. So everybody listening, make sure you keep listening because these guys are the real deal.
So talk to me about what made you do this profession. I mean, at the very beginning, before you met that ugly bag of bones, Ray, how'd you end up in this profession and realize you were good at it? What happened there?
Well, I wasn't good at it in the beginning at all. And it was kind of a shock to me because I was good at a lot of things like in school. You know, I was good at my homework. I was good at sports. I was good at, you know, my job. And then when I came into network marketing, I wasn't good at all. What really made me want to do network marketing was at the time, I was very young. I was 21 years old, and I was working full-time at a makeup counter. I was also full-time getting my marketing degree, and part-time trying to start like a makeup wedding business. So 90 to 100 hours a week of my time was already committed to other things. And it was craziness. And I realized that I was still dead broke. And every interview that I went on had promise, but it was pretty much, hey, you're going to start at the lowest of the low minimum wage, and you might be able to get a raise within 10 years. And I kept hearing this over and over again and just realized that I was putting in all this time and I had nothing to show for it. So when I found network marketing, I was so young and naive. I just looked at the model. I didn't know that there was a stigma towards it. I didn't know that some people thought that it wasn't a legitimate business and all the crazy, ignorant things that you hear. I just looked at the model. I said, wow, this makes so much sense, and just jumped in with both feet. And like I said, wasn't very good at it in the beginning, but I learned. I learned over time. For 6 months, I didn't sign up a single person. And then I found social media and I started utilizing that, started talking to people, found my footing, found my ground, found a system that worked for me, and it worked very, very well.
Wow, that's really cool. And I liked what you said about sort of being young and you know, I just didn't know about network marketing. I didn't know there was a stigma, and this model just made sense. And I wonder, I'd love your perspective on this, because I'm seeing that more and more often. It's, you know, you talk to 20-somethings and they don't know about stigmas from 20, 30 years ago. Like, to them, it's like, this makes a ton of sense to me. This is a way to have leverage. This is a way to create the life that I want. Do you see that as you're talking to young entrepreneurs and training this next generation of network marketers, that there's a shift happening in that way?
I do. I think that they are just looking at the simple model like I did. And 20, 30 years ago, which people still do it today, right? But I think 20, 30 years ago, you could get away with saying a lot more things that you're not supposed to say, or certain people would overpromise again and again and again. And now with social media and all the trainers out there, you can train how to do that properly without overpromising and underdelivering. And so the model is just the model. It works. It works very well. What happens is people tend to taint the model by saying the wrong thing or things that make absolutely no sense. And so these younger entrepreneurs are completely open to it, because I think they're just hearing the right message through and through because of shows like yours, because of all the proof on social media and all the different platforms that people can say, hey, look, this works. You have to do the work, but this works for you if you're willing to put in the effort. So yeah, I definitely see that shift happening in a big way.
So you went out there and you came from nowhere. You didn't sign up any, enroll anybody for 6 months. All of a sudden, you figured out your groove and you built a business, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
You were the top earner in your company?
Top female, yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then Ray came into the game.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a big earner, too?
Yes. And yeah, he was the top overall income earner. So he likes to say that I had all of my money and half of his. So I was
But so there was a big pile of money there, and you guys were going great guns in network marketing. Then you took a stupid pill and quit all that and became generic trainers. Is that true?
Oh, it is true.
It's harder. I mean, did you think it was going to be as hard? It's hard work.
It is hard work. So it was one of the hardest decisions that we ever made.
But why did you do it?
So there was a lot of people out there. You know, we were, our training company took off and it was growing and growing and growing and growing. And with that, you know, we were very grateful, but with that came a lot of time and commitment that we didn't expect. And so what was happening was it was taking away from time with our team and taking away from that, that growth time that we really needed to nurture that business. And so also what was happening, just to be completely transparent, is people were saying, oh, look, they're in a company. The only reason that they're training our people is to steal people away from, you know, my team or my company, which wasn't what was happening. But people that didn't know us assumed that sometimes. And so we we had to look at, okay, where are we really meant to focus? What's our passion and what's our big goal on this earth? And that was being trainers and really edifying the profession as a whole. And so we walked away from that business, which for me, that was like my baby. Yeah. I mean, I got my joy out of the training and the recruiting, and that was my baby. So that was a very hard decision, but it was the best decision for us, and it's been great. But I will say that the difference between building a network marketing team and partnering with an amazing company versus building your own company is night and day. I mean, it is
so
labor intensive. You have to, you know, you have employees and contractors and tons of investments that you don't anticipate. Logistics, it's a lot. We love it, but it is a very different ballgame for sure.
And then you realize, like, you're all alone. What did we do? I can't even fathom it, you know? And what you've done is incredible in a short amount of time. And all you're doing is getting bigger and better and bigger and better. And I love the fact, and we're going to talk about rank makers and all that on the other side of this. And I also want to talk a whole lot more about women, because these women watching this show are completely mesmerized by you. I mean, the comments are coming in because you're such a rock star. You're so approachable. You're so genuine. I saw you on a stage 8 3/4 months pregnant. Unbelievable. I thought this woman's going into labor any second, and it is not going to be fun for Ray. But you are that way because you care so much about, and it isn't about money for you guys. It is completely making a difference and showing people what's possible out there. Yeah. And what's the best, where do you want people to go to find you, Jessica, right now?
Yeah, I mean, you can really, I'm big on Instagram, so you could go to my Instagram. It's at JessicaHigdon99, or my Facebook. It's just Jessica Higdon page, either
good
one.
Deal. Got a little Heather Love last week that was on the show, and she got thrown in the clink for 3 years in Colombia. Left
right?
The beach, went down there on vacation, got thrown in jail for 3 years, had to come spend the time there and then come back with her kids. She's all over on the Facebook page right now just talking about how awesome and inspiring you are.
Aww.
Because that's what you're doing to the world. And the responsibility that you've taken on to do that at your expense. There is no company bankrolling you, no nothing. You and Ray just stuck your chins out and said, let's go for this. And my hat is so off to you. Partnering with him with his contact mapping has been the same kind of conversation. Jumping off the dock because we know it has to be done. And I love Jessica and even Ray Higdon for doing that. This is the Genesis Communication Network. Thanks, Ted Anderson, for putting us on all these years. We're going to come back right after this. Stick around.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault on the Network Marketing Leadership Show with little Adrian and Jessica Higdon. And we are having a heck of a show. I think we've got Kim Kiyosaki next week. And what we're trying to do is just powerful women everywhere, because as we went with like Heather Love, and we've gone with Jesse Lee Ward, and we've gone with Lisa Grossman, and I go through the list, and I started posting the powerful women, and I was doing that as before, like 20 minutes ago. And I've gone through like 40 of them, and I realized that I was leaving people off my list, and I was so embarrassed. But I had no idea how this profession is so driven by great women. It's shocking. We got to get some women on this show.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
Fantastic. All right. Take it away. So what do you want to ask Jessica now?
So, Jessica, I mean, I think you are embodying this in what you're doing now, and especially having just had a baby recently and kind of figuring out what's that balance look like. And so, you know, what do you think as far as moms who are in the middle of raising families who have these responsibilities, why is network marketing such a powerful model for that mom?
Well, plain and simple, you can be home. I mean, it sounds cliche, but especially with social media now, there is really no excuse for anybody, even a busy mom that, you know, and I've talked to moms, I've interviewed moms that have 7 kids, some with disabilities and foster children on top of it, that are the top earners in their company and making this work. And it's because they have the ability to do everything from home. And when their kids are asleep, they can jump on social media and prospect. Before they wake up in the morning, they can do their follow-ups. So it becomes very, very simple. And the other thing is, you know, like we talked about earlier on the show, how simple network marketing is because you get to partner with another company. You don't get that if you invent your own product or you build your own business from home. That's fantastic, but there's so many other moving pieces and moving parts to it. With network marketing, I won't say it's an easy business, but it's a very simple business. And that for a parent is a 1-2 punch. You can have simple, you can have it from home. You just do the same thing pretty much over and over again. And if you don't quit and you have the drive and you learn and test and track as you go, then you're guaranteed success pretty much. So with all that combination, it's pretty much a no-brainer. I hate that word because it's used so much, but it really is a no-brainer for especially someone who's never built a business before, really doesn't have an entrepreneurial background. It's such an easy transition for them to start making some extra money, even if it's just to save on daycare and have the kids home a couple extra days a week or whatever that is.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. And, you know, looking at the sort of the history and some of the stages and things like that, you know, I think it has been to some degree overly dominated by men on the stage. And yet women, when you look at the numbers of who's participating, but also when you look at people who are creating great businesses, who are rising through the ranks, you know, I think women are way underrepresented. You know, what can we do to put the spotlight on all these great women in a bigger way in the profession?
It's so true. I do believe women are underrepresented. At the same time, I think there's a lot of women that don't necessarily want that spotlight. You know, there's a whole demographic of women that make a ton of money and are just happy kind of sitting in the sidelines and letting that team grow and grow and grow and letting those people shine. So I think there's a little bit of that going on too. You know, for a lot of these companies, I don't think they're intentionally misrepresenting women. I think that women as a whole, we are like a community species. We want to be social. We want to be around people. And sometimes we don't necessarily want the spotlight. But what's happening is with social media, so many women are getting out there telling their stories that it's inspiring other women to do the same. And so I think more social media training is needed for sure within companies, within, you know, like you guys are doing on the show. More of this is needed. So women know that it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to put your feminine energy and yourself out there. And it's okay to let the world know, hey, you know, I was just looking to do this part time, or I was just looking to be that woman that sat on the sidelines and had my kids for an extra couple days a week, whatever that means to you. And the more women that share that story, I think the more they'll rise up and gain that confidence to really step on that stage and own that power. For me, and it might be a little different thought of other women, you know, I think being a powerhouse is super important, but I also 100% get behind our feminine energy. And so I think if we let women know that it's okay to step on that stage and not be, you know, the person that riles the crowd up or gets them all excited and goes, I think more women would be interested in being on that stage, to be honest with you. Not that there's anything wrong with either personality, either way. They're both inspiring and amazing, and we need all different types of women on that stage. But I think more women that share their story coming from the heart saying, hey, you know, I'm shy or I didn't think I could do this, and just having that feminine energy will bring a lot of light to the profession, a lot of light to women, and make it okay for them to kind of step out of their comfort zone. It's just my take.
Holy mackerel. What, do you have a clock or something? Are you watching the clock?
No.
You're hitting these breaks like it's going out of style. We're going to take a little break right now. Come back right after this. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault, and thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. The U.S. Embassy confirmed that an American citizen diagnosed with the coronavirus has died in Wuhan, China. It appears this is the first death of an American citizen from the disease. Planes carrying about 300 Americans from the Chinese city at the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak arrived at military bases in California and Texas yesterday. Some of the Americans were continued on from Texas to Nebraska. Passengers will be under a 14-day quarantine to protect against the spread of the virus. All but two of the 724 confirmed deaths have been in mainland China, with one person dying in the Philippines and another in Hong Kong. More than 34,000 people have been infected with the virus worldwide. And 11 Americans, along with 64 people sickened with it, have been taken off a quarantine ship in Japan. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
And we're back. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault and Adrian Chenault and the great Jessica Higdon. And I'm just telling you, the powerful women. I just mentioned Marina War. I think about the seven women that Denise went to Africa with. Mm-hmm. You know, these women got in their airplanes, not their airplanes, a airplane, traveled for like 48 hours all the way to Tanzania and just literally lived hard for a few days doing microloans for women where network marketing is even a stretch, where these people were raising 25 cents at a time to throw into a can, to buy a cow, to fatten it up, to go resell, to go buy another cow. And these women were literally, it was unbelievable. And kids going to school just to get the one meal a day. And this planet needs women in network marketing and needs people like Jessica Higdon, like Marina Ware, events like your events, events like the Most Powerful Women in Network Marketing. That's a long sentence. You got to go to that stuff, you guys, because it is absolutely critical to grab your power. And you guys are teaching people to grab their power. And you said something profound about that. Women grabbing the stage to be obnoxious and loud and over the top is not, you know, maybe that's stopping them. But when you fall in love with yourself and going through rank makers and understanding how to be your best you, you get to go up there and grab that stage as powerfully and as quietly as you want to, because the effectiveness of talking like that is something that men never get a clue to. I have no idea how to do that. I don't, because you guys are so good. So do not play it small just because you don't like stages. Make that stage yours is what I think you were trying to say, right?
Absolutely. I mean, and just to speak to the Africa trip, it's unbelievable what this profession allows women to do. I mean, where else would you, there's no other profession where you would have a group of women that want to go on a mission trip like this and want to do that multiple times a year. Yeah. It's just unbelievable. And so as far as stages go, yeah, I mean, I think there's a time and a place for being super energetic and getting people ramped up and being aggressive and all that. I think that's amazing and awesome. And honestly, I admire that. But my biggest breakthrough personally when I was speaking was knowing that I didn't have to be that way to make an impact on other women out there and the individual. I could be myself and I could own that and I could step on that stage and get my message and my point across, and people would still love it. They'd still have that inspiration, that motivation from my talk, and it would still fulfill me inside and owning that feminine energy. So I just think it's a portion of really everywhere that's kind of being overlooked is, hey, it's okay to be that way.
So I'm going to get myself in trouble right here, which is not unusual.
Yeah. Are you used to that?
Yeah, I'm on the board of directors of the ANMP. I was one of the founding members. I love the ANMP, and it's the same weekend as the Most Powerful Women. Mm-hmm. And for my money, if you're a woman, go to Vegas. Go there. I mean, it is unbelievable for women. I've been there every year supporting my wife. I sit in the audience and I watch that magic show evolve. Mm. And seeing those women on that stage will bring tears to your eyes. So I'm telling you, if you're a woman, go to Vegas. And I'll take my loved one. I go to my board call next week. But that's just the way it is, because I'm telling you, it is important for, we just got to elevate. We have to elevate. So, and I noticed Ted Knighton announced you and Ray were going to keynote a company event. And I loved the announcement because it said Jessica in capital letters, small letters, and Ray keynoting. And that was beautiful because you swing a big, big stick, young lady. And I'm really, really happy to see you out there leading with your chin. And thank you.
Oh, well, yeah, we're really, really excited. And yeah, absolutely. We just got to support all the other women out there who are making it happen, because it is really unique for us to be in the positions that we're in. We have to handle kids. We have to handle the house. We sometimes have to handle the bills and the back end and the finances and everything and the business. And so it's really awesome to hear from a woman's perspective. Yeah. And to me, it strikes a different chord. So
that's 100%. Yeah. So do what I said, and I'll deny I said it. We'll just see what you say. So there's no problem.
Just record it. I don't know.
No one will ever tell anybody I'm dead. That's okay. I'm used to that. I'm living with my decision. And I mean it. I mean, these events are about you. That's what it's about. And whatever you can do to become a better you, and watching the powerful women that have come out of the stages of your place, and again, going to Most Powerful Women, it's what we need. And you guys just keep up the great work. And tell me why, Rank Makers, you obviously stepped into a big lake. You made a big decision to design something called Rank Makers. What the heck is it? And I'm in it every day. I mean, every day I get up early in the morning and I watch Ray do his live. And then I steal his material for my conference call 20 minutes ago. Every now and then I ask him, it's so good. I call him on the phone or I text him and I say, can I actually steal that And he always says, go for it, bro. He calls me bro. But I think it's because he can't remember my name. But at the end of the day, you guys are in people's living rooms in every day. And it's so important. What's Rank Makers all about?
Yeah, so Rank Makers is our private Facebook community where people can plug in and listen to my husband. Sometimes I pop in there, but mainly it's my husband. Give a daily action step and a training every single day. We do recognition. We do prizes. And really what it's all about is getting people who don't have a daily action plan or they're not following their daily action plan to do something simple every day that advances their business. And the testimonials that have come from that are just insane. People who haven't recruited a single customer for years are now getting multiple customers a month. People who have been in network marketing for 30 plus years are now starting to finally reap the rewards and benefits just because they have that daily accountability. So if you like that idea, you can definitely check out Rank Makers. We love it. It's like me being able to have that team and Ray being able to have that team. And we can kind of beat them up for the leader where you as the leader maybe can't. So we can get in their face and tell them what they're not doing and be that hardcore trainer that sometimes the leader can't say or can't do. And so it's really effective. Last year we had over 96,000 customers added. So from that group, from those people recruiting. So it's pretty exciting and pretty cool. And we love it.
96,000. What I love about it is it's not scripted. I mean, half the time your little girl's just climbing right up his face, down his head, doing everything she can to distract him. It's the greatest. Yeah.
Awesome. It's so cool. And I can't speak highly enough about Rank Makers for any of you who are listening and watching that aren't a part of this thing. You know, it really is. It's love. It's the best kind of tough love, and it's what you need to hear. And I just think we need that in our lives. And Jessica's right that it's, you know, sometimes it's hard to hear that from an upline because, you know, there's ego involved and, you know, whatever. It's, you know, sometimes it's just like it's hard to take advice from your parents, for example.
Yeah. Exactly. It's favorite aunt, favorite uncle syndrome.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you need some other authority figure to tell you the exact same thing, and it's like they invented the idea and your parents are going, oh. But, you know, that's so powerful. And so I love what you guys are doing there. And the other thing I wanted to ask you guys about, I mean, I watch what you're doing. You know, you have this amazing book deal that is coming out with Haymarket, which is amazing. You're doing the reality show. I mean, you guys are playing huge. What is that grander vision for the, you know, I see you guys popping your profile up in a much, much bigger way over the last year or so. What's that about and what are you guys doing?
You know, we went to a big event, and it was just kind of a generic sales event, and we were just curious and interested. And a trainer got up there who is very out there. He has millions and millions of followers, and generic trainer just for every sales company, not just network marketing. And he mentioned different ways that you could make money. And he mentioned Airbnb. He mentioned, a few others. And network marketing wasn't on that list. And literally the thought in our mind was, you know, if we don't grow our company outside of network marketing in a way, then we'll never be able to edify it outside of the profession.
Wow.
And so we thought network marketing should absolutely be on that list as one of the number one ways for somebody who doesn't have business experience or maybe does but wants to transition to grow a business from home. And it's just not talked about in that way on a bigger scale. And so that's really our vision is, you know, we don't really know exactly what that looks like, but we're trying to get out there and grow to the point where we can say to the masses, everybody out there, hey, this is a very legitimate business. This is the way that we came from nothing to something. This is the way that my husband got out of foreclosure. This is the way I got out of, you know, being broke all the time and be able to stay with my kids. And I just don't think that's happening a lot outside of the profession. Although, like we mentioned, it's happening more and more, but it needs to be done on a much bigger scale.
I agree. I'm so stupid. I just wish I would have thought to get Anu or get Babette to be in the backside of your house with a GoPro camera. Ray driving the car? Heard those two kids? He's running around with your daughter. He's trying to breastfeed that poor baby Thomas. I mean, it would have been so exciting to be able to watch that poor guy put the diaper on upside down and all the stuff that he's going through right now. Because we both know you do all three jobs. You're the mom, you're the wife, you're all of it. And he's back there and just a hot mess taking all the credit for it. And now, in this 1 hour, we had him, and I didn't have a secret camera on. That's why.
You know, you're right. And he's pretty good at it. I'll give him some credit. He's pretty good at it. But yeah, sometimes it is comical. Like, I don't know how to put this pacifier in. Help me. He's not taking it. What's happening?
You know what I love is you two look so damn happy all the time. You just do. I mean, when people aren't looking is when I watch, and it is so gratifying for me to see that you interact as a couple, as a mom and dad, as people, you know, and you just got so many people tugging at you at these events, and never once do I see any kind of stress or any impatience. It's just awesome, your authenticity and your accessibility to the people. And what I loved, Ray came to town a few days ago. And we drove around. I invited him to my house, and he
grinned. And it's your bathtub, I saw.
Yeah, we took a bath together. That was exciting. But at the end of the day, he thought we were driving for like 5 minutes, and it took like an hour to get there. He about swallowed his cigar, maybe an hour and a half. And it was freezing cold, and he didn't have a coat, and I didn't have a heater in my car. So it was even worse. So it was tough stuff. We're going to take a little break. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, Jess Higdon on the Genesis Communication Network. Stick around.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
And we're back. Final segment. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault, Adrian, and the great Jess Higdon. I was just told by Marianne Niehaus that Anthony Napolitano is next week. This kid's 12, making a ton of money. Great kid. And then the following week is Kim Kiyosaki. So we're keeping it rolling. The content, the guests, you just can't believe who we got coming on. And I just put out the call to a bunch of women to come on the show, because I'm telling you what, I am missing it by not getting these people on here, and that's on me. So I want to talk a little bit about your coaching program, because one thing I've been allergic to forever is big trainers offloading their people coming into the rooms to coaches that aren't trained for money. So I called Ray on that in the car, and we had a chat about it. He said, thank you for bringing that up. I am most proud about the fact that we won't let somebody coach who hasn't gone through our system, graduated, and then they're graded on an almost daily basis based on performance and satisfaction from the person being coached, because we agree with you 100%, Tom. And I was thrilled to hear that. I don't even know if I told. Did I tell you that?
That's incredibly cool.
Made my day. So I want you to talk about that, because literally all the time people are getting foisted out. Outsourced, and it ends up being a rug pull. And you guys aren't doing that. You're making sure people are getting value for the coaching because they need it, correct?
Yes. And it'd be weird if I said no.
Well, I knew the answer to the question. And I, yeah.
No, we don't care about that.
No, we don't give a shit. Yeah. True story.
Yeah. So, and I so appreciate you bringing that up and talking about our business. You know, one thing about my husband that I'm sure anybody who ever tunes into anything he ever does, one thing he is not is lazy. That man will pour his heart into whatever we decide is going to help the most people. And that is his mission. Every quarterly meeting, he's always talking about impact. He's never talking about money. And people may say, oh yeah, sure. But it's true. That is how he is driven. And so he meets with our coaches every single week, and he has them send in recorded calls daily to make sure that they're coaching properly, make sure that they're not overselling people that really shouldn't do coaching. There's a certain group of people that are not ready for that next step and shouldn't do it at that time. And then there's a certain group of people that is. We're huge proponents of coaching because it has totally up-leveled our business in many, many ways, and we still invest a ton in coaching. And so we do feel that it's a service that people need. People need to be held accountable. They need that daily action step. They need all those things. But if you're not ready to fulfill on those things, or the coaches aren't doing their job and giving you what you need, then there's a problem. So he really spends an exorbitant amount of energy working on that program to make sure that it's the best of the best. And I will say, you know, sometimes things fall through the cracks, but when it does, we are on it like white on rice. I mean, we make sure that either that person is no longer with us, or that they're coached through that and that never happens again. So it's rare, but full transparency, it can happen to anybody. And for the most part, you know, again, the testimonials that have come out of that program way, way, way outperform any negativity whatsoever.
And I think you hit the nail on the head, and I think you said it about Ray, but I think it's true of both of you guys, that you two are tireless proponents and cheerleaders and coaches of this whole profession. And a funny little story. So Ray was out at his house a little while ago, and Chiago Harvey, who's another one of your clients, he came up, and so we're talking to Ray, and he had just started intermittent fasting fairly recently, and he goes, you know, the thing I'm worried about, like, the problem is I'm, like, awake for, like, those 18 or 19 hours a day, like, I'm awake for, like, almost all of those hours. So, like, it's a little different from the average person. And Chiago goes, oh, well, I guess that makes sense how, like, I don't ever see you seem to sleep is because you don't actually sleep. So that's, I mean, that's who you guys are. For, and you do it because you care so much and you want to contribute at such a high level.
Yeah.
And so our hat's off to you guys. And it's just, it's great to have you in the spotlight because you're such an important part of this. And I think you aren't in the spotlight all on your own as often as you deserve.
So we got a minute and a half. I want you to talk about working with your husband because everybody on this thing, the comments are coming in like crazy. It's so great to see husband and wife working together, loving each other, working so hard together. And it is not easy. I work with my wife, and I know that it's not easy, but it's worth it. Talk about that for a minute or two, will you?
Yeah. So, you know, Ray and I, during the day, we act like we are at work. So he goes in his office, I go in mine, and that's what works for us. During the day, we pretty much don't talk, okay? And at night, we come together. And we, you know, we meet, we talk about our day and everything, and that works for us. It might be different for you, but that works for us. And as far as like what we do in the business, we just filled in each other's gaps. So we found the holes. We literally had a meeting and said, what do we need to do to get to the next level? What do I love to do? What do you love to do? What don't we like to do? And we came together and kind of filled in those gaps. So clearly, I'll give you a quick example because I know we only have a minute. Clearly, he loves content creation. He does that every day. Our business is not lacking in content creation. So I do that when it's needed for women and things like that. But I work on a lot of the other things, the back end things, the things that people don't see. So it's just filling those holes and finding out what works.
Boy, that's unbelievable. All right. We're not going to end the show in a minute, so we're going to continue on after the break, but we do have to end the show on the radio and on the podcast.
Yep.
So you've been listening to the great Jessica Higdon. I pray that you will go to jessicahigdon.com, rayhigdon.com, rankmakers.com, .com. I think they know them all. But the point is that these people are worth being involved with and following their hearts in this profession, their hearts in this business. They mean what they say. They do what they say they're going to do. They over-deliver. It's just unbelievable. So please believe that. Anthony Napolitano next week. Thank you, Adrian. You're like a son to me. We'll see you all next week.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.